Phoenix Audio presents.
American Dreams by John Jakes. Read by Edward Herman. Part 1. Dreamers. Actress. Fritzy Crown flung her bike on the grass and ran down to the water's edge. She skipped across wet boulders strewn along the shore until she stood where the waves broke and showered her with bracing spray. It was first light, the dawn of a chill morning in early December 1906. Along the horizon, the sky was orange as the maw of a steel furnace, metal gray above. Remembering a recurring dream that had held her in the moments before she woke, a dream in which she stood on a Broadway stage while thunderous applause rolled over her, Fritzy threw her arms out, threw her head back like some pagan worshiper of the dawn. The wind streamed off Lake Michigan, out of the east, where lay the mysterious and alluring place that occupied her thoughts in most of her waking moments. The waves crashed. The wind sang in her ears, a repeating litany that had grown more and more insistent in past weeks. Time to go. Time to go. Red-faced, wind-blown, but exhilarated, she stepped down from the rocks and turned toward the bike lying on the grass, shriveled and brown by the autumn frost. Fritzy was a long-legged young woman with an oval face, a nose she considered too big, legs she considered too skinny, a bosom she considered flat. She was dressed for cold weather. On top of a suit of Mrs. Long underwear, she wore her bathing costume of heavy alpaca cloth.